Yeah, I have friends in the historical Jesus world, let's say, other academics, other scholars. I would consider myself on the fringe of that because in the what is called historical Jesus work over the last 20 years, and I was around for all of that, the historical Jesus work starts with a certain view. Each scholar has to start with a certain view of how they render who Jesus is. So the first thing you would do in historical Jesus work is determine what did he say, what didn't he say. And different theories evolve around that. Like, one theory is the more he said it, the more likely it is to be accurate. The more times it's attested, the more likely it is to be accurate. Well, that's not necessarily have any basics in logic. That's just a presumption. Okay, it might be true, it might not be true. Others go in different directions. Like they'll start with Jesus was influenced by Cynic philosophers, and so anything that doesn't fit with that model gets thrown out. Or Jesus is the Jesus in what's called Q, which I won't explain right now, and if it doesn't fit there, it doesn't. Well, I take sort of the opposite point of view, which is I like a lot of the archaeological work. I work with that, with the ethnology of the ancient Middle East, I work with that. But I tend to go the other direction because I'm interested in what the spiritual practices and the spirituality of Jesus. So I tend to say if or when Jesus said anything, he said it in Aramaic. That's my first presumption. And so let's look at the Aramaic version and see if he fits with Middle Eastern wisdom and if it fits with everything else he's saying, looked at from an Aramaic point of view. And, 95% of everything in the gospel looked at in the Gospels, looked at from that point of view, does fit together, but not if you translate it from the Greek, not if you translate it with Plato in your back pocket, which is what most people in the SBL, Systematic Biblical Literature, which I'm also a member of, are doing. They're translating it from a point of view, an epistemology, if you want to use a big word, a way of knowing that Jesus and his followers never had, could never have had. That's even the historical people, not. So I part company with them, but I also am arm in arm with them in certain areas.